In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
This past week in the church, we celebrated a beautiful feast called the Entrance of the Virgin Mary into the Temple. It's a rather veiled feast in the church. Most of Christendom, outside of Orthodoxy and maybe Catholicism, have likely not even heard of it. Even in the Orthodox Church, it's one of our more obscure feasts. So let's take a closer look today. Mary's parents were named Joachim and Anna, and for most of their marriage, they were unable to have children. Besides leaving them sorrowful, the neighbors would have whispered that they must have displeased God somehow, that being childless was some kind of divine punishment for their sins. How wrong their neighbors were. Archangel Gabriel comes and announces to them that in spite of their old age, they would conceive a child, and not just any child, but a girl who would grow up to be the mother of the long-awaited Messiah, the long-awaited Savior. Their daughter would be the mother of God in the flesh. And Joachim and Anna, they're amazed, and they're filled with joy and wonder and probably a little bit of confusion. But sure enough, they conceive a child together, and their daughter, Mary, is born to Anna. Now remember, Joachim and Anna were quite old, and they were also very faithful. And knowing the role that their daughter, Mary, would fulfill, they decided to dedicate Mary to the service of the temple when she was 3 years old. Now, it wasn't common to do that, but it also wasn't entirely unheard of either. Say, for example, if parents were unable to care for the child, if they were too sick, or if parents had died and there were no relatives to care for a child, well, that child might be dedicated to the temple. Hannah in the Old Testament had dedicated her boy Samuel to the temple under similar circumstances to Joachim and Anna. So this feast we've been celebrating this past week is when Mary turns 3 and is brought to the temple to live there. And in the icon in the center of the church, you'll see the event. Mary is being brought to the temple by her parents Joachim and Anna. The priest is there receiving her. And there are other girls with candles to welcome Mary. And they'll be her sisters, as it were, her roomies, her closest childhood friends. These would be the other children of various ages who had been raised in the temple. And Mary lives there until she is ready to be married off. And that's what we're celebrating this week, Mary entering the temple to live there when she turns 3. Now, like so many stories in our faith, there's another layer of depth to this one as well. To engage with that deeper level of meaning, we have to go back into the Old Testament and think of the temple as the dwelling place of God, the place where God visits and lives among the people. The temple was where people could enter literally and encounter God. And much like we feel like when we enter the church here a little bit to them, it was probably even more so because that was the only place they could enter and encounter God. And now most of the temple was for public worship. But in the middle of the temple was a room called the Holy of Holies. And it was separated from the rest of the temple by a curtain. Inside the Holy of Holies, this most sacred place, there was an altar, and on the altar was a golden box called the Ark of the Covenant. And inside this golden box, inside this Ark of the Covenant, was a jar with some of the manna that had come down from heaven, this bread of God that had fed the Israelites for 40 years. They had saved a jar of it, so that was in this Ark of the Covenant. And also the stone tablets of the law, the actual stone tablets that God had written with his own finger, the commandments, the Ten Commandments and the law. So they had the bread of God in this jar and the word of God on these stone tablets. And this word of God and this bread of God were inside the Ark of the Covenant. And the whole focus of both visually and spiritually in the temple. I mean, if you're in the temple, your whole visual and spiritual focus is on this Ark of the Covenant in the Holy of Holies, wherein God was thought to dwell. Now, at one point in Israel's history, invaders came, and they destroyed the temple and stole the Ark, and the Israelites were held captive for some 40 years out in Babylon, in the Babylonian Empire. And after 40 years, they returned to Jerusalem to find it in ruins. So the first thing they do is they rebuild the temple to exact specifications, with one exception. They never rebuild the Ark, because they had no Word of God and no bread of God to put in it. So what's the point of building the box if you don't have the contents to put inside of it? In the rebuilt temple, they still had the Holy of Holies, this most sacred place, but it was now empty because there was no Ark of the Covenant. Now along comes Mary, this three-year-old girl, the mother of the Messiah, who takes her place in the temple. And of course, who comes to live within her womb eventually? Jesus, the incarnate God, who is in fact the Word of God and the bread of God in the flesh. There was no new Ark of the Covenant built because Mary was going to come into the temple and be the new Ark. Instead of a gold box, she is a living Ark containing Jesus. And Jesus is the living Word of God and the living bread of God. So this feast is more than just Mary moved to the temple and had a nice new place to live. It's that Mary took her place in God's plan of salvation as the new Ark of the Covenant that contains God in the person of Jesus Christ. And that God will no longer dwell in a golden box, but in living, breathing human beings, Mary being the first. And as we move into this season of Advent, in which we celebrate the coming of Christ, we realize, we're taught and hopefully realize that we are also living arks. Mary was not the only ark to contain God, she was simply the first. God comes in the person of Jesus Christ through Mary to live in each person uniquely, according to who you are and according to who you were created to be. And so this feast opening Advent is saying, God has come to live in you. Jesus has come to make his home in you. The Holy Spirit has come literally to breathe in you. You were designed for a core purpose in this life, and that purpose is to contain God in a way that is uniquely you. And just like the golden ark of the covenant had the Word of God and the bread of God inside it, and even more so like Mary, who had the incarnate God living and growing inside of her, you each have God dwelling in you. And your DNA literally contains the image of God. Literally. You received the Holy Spirit at your chrismation. Through communion, the body and blood of Christ literally pulses through your arteries and your veins. And when you pray and when you meditate, the divine Spirit of God fills your innermost being. And so this Advent, this Christmas season, are given to us as gifts to remind us and to reinvigorate in us the reality that we are living arks, and that God has come not only to the world in general, but to dwell in the you that is uniquely you. Amen.